This is Sound and Vision from KEXP in Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. The First Nations hip-hop duo Snotty Nose Rez Kids recently released a new album called Life After. I caught up with the duo's Darren Metz, a.k.a. Young D, and Quentin Nice, a.k.a. Young Tribes of Snotty Nose Rez Kids. I first asked them to break down their song Change. It's about the loss of loved ones, but also hope. So count the blessings you've been getting. I see my funerals and graduations and the weddings. Man, I loved and I lost. Don't you doubt it for a second. No repeat on my dogs. I know dogs go to heaven, yeah. Whatever shake me or break me, I hope it make me better now. Cause all I wanna do is make my mama proud. The change start with me and no one else. I ain't gonna change the world unless I change myself. Real. Tell me more about the story behind the song Change.
You know, this pandemic affected, you know, we're just like everybody else. Like the pandemic affected us too, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we actually had a lot of time to actually sit down and deal with those things, you know, because before the pandemic, we were on the go all the time, you know. 2020, we're getting ready for another 40 city tour, you know, and when it's tour life, it's go, 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 go. And it's easy to distract yourself. But when the pandemic hit, we sat down and we had time to reflect on things that we've been ignoring and that we should have been taking care of
for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, like this last winter was a dark, dark winter for all of us, you know, and
lost a lot of people to COVID, yeah. Lost some people to suicide.
Yeah.
So it was long.
It was dark. It was long and dark. And, you know, that was one of the songs that came out of all that madness. Yeah. You know, it was us like, man, like we don't want this anymore. Like how can we make a change?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can't change anything in this world unless we change ourselves.
Daddy always told me you the man, don't be nothing less. Little rest boy, you got no one to impress. Don't worry about them haters. Correct to say correct. And my daddy told me I'm a reflection of who know me best. Rez boy turn spiritual, let the hair grow. Young boy turn lyrical, a voice for my people, I'ma see it through. Mama couldn't give me life, she told me I'm a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, the song also talks about spirituality, and I'm curious, you know, how would you describe your spirituality and how has it helped you through getting through some hard times?
Not only getting through hard times, but helping us find ourselves, you know, like, exactly, you know, and it's just, it's everything, you know, like sometimes we may get too low. Sometimes we may be flying too high off life. And that part of our lives is what keeps us grounded.
Yeah. Finding balance. And like when Darren talks about stuff that we had to deal with, you know, like we come from a background of people that were pretty much taken down to like the bottom and put through residential school, put through hell. And, you know, like intergenerational trauma is real. So we had to like deal with things that we've been ignoring for a long time. And like we talk about in Change, like that's where we talk about our spirituality coming through and helping us get through that. It was a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, I've known about residential schools for a long time. This, you know, we call them boarding schools in the U.S. where here in the U.S., Native Americans, or in your case, in Canada, First Nations were taken, you know, away from their families, forced into boarding schools. I know in the U.S., like there was a mission. It was called Killed the Indian and Save the Man, you know, which was absolutely terrible and stripped people away from their culture, their family, way of life. And, you know, this summer, there was all this news of hundreds of mass graves found in residential schools in Canada. And you wrote about it in your song, After Dark.
Yeah, my flight's been delayed for like 500 days, and I just seen another post about a children's remains. They just want to go home.
What was your reaction when you heard that news this summer? I mean, this is, that history is not anything new. And I'm curious, like, how you reacted to it and why it was important for you to address it in your music.
I mean, if you listen to our old music, especially the first album, we talk a lot about traumas, residential school, and like the darkness of like where we come from. A lot of the stuff that we talk, especially on the resistance, you know, like our featured artist on there talks about them burning babies in the oven. And that's real shit. That shit happened.
She don't trust nobody. Memories of priests throwing babies in the oven. Shower with the nuns before she had to cook them supper. Taking all the clothes off, cut the braids off her.
So we've always known, and our aunties, uncles, grandmas, parents, they all been to residential school and survived that or died at that. So we've been told the stories that actually happened there, the real history of Canada, the real history of America. And a lot of it was gruesome. And we were ready for it. We've been ready for this, these truths to come out. So it was almost like a moment of relief, if anything, just to let people know, like, yo, this is where we come from. And this is why a lot of people are on the streets. This is why a lot of people are going through addiction. I'm not saying that all of us are, like, you know, like, you got us, you got people like us that are just doing all right for themselves. But that came from a lot of hardship and our parents doing a really, really good job and dealing with their traumas. You know what I mean? So we've all been through it. And I feel like it almost felt good in a way to just to get it out there. And, you know, our truths are going to keep being uncovered and told in the proper way. But it's just a matter of time. It's going to happen soon. I'd say, like, sooner than I expected, but yeah, we're ready for it.
Also, what a lot of people don't realize, especially about, like people like us, you know, like, a lot of us are only first or second generation away that didn't go to residential school, you know what I mean? And that's kind of, it's crazy to think about. And, like, some of us have had parents, some of us had grandparents. And for some people, they may be all three, you know, like, a child survivor and a grandchild of a survivor, you know, like, so it's about damn time that it's getting talked about.
Yeah.
It's such a horrific thing. And I'm really glad that you address it in your music. And I just think about how much power there is in music too. And I wonder, like, for you, you know, I'm thinking also a line in your song After Dark, that's, I took my people's pain and it tore me apart, had to find my way back, so I got lost in the art. I
took my people's pain and it tore me apart, had to find my way back, so I got lost in the art.
How do you process some of that history through music?
I mean, it's our outlet, you know? So, like we internalize a lot of that we've been going through. And like Darren said, like, we had time to reflect on it over the last, you know, like 18 months or whatever it's been since the pandemic has started. And I feel like for me to find my way out of like this dark, weird space, and I'm not saying that all of this was like, you know, like intergenerational trauma. It's just traumas that I have held on to by myself, for myself, and from my own actions. And this tour life was a way to get away from everything. It was my escape. So when I'm on the stage, that's my refuge. And when that was taken away, it felt like everything we've been working towards has been taken away. So my outlet to get back to myself, to find myself, was to get lost in my art, get lost in my craft, get lost in like what I do, and what I do is right.
And honestly, too, to add on to that is our people were stripped of a lot of things in the past, you know, our culture, our tradition, opportunities. And, you know, like, we're the seventh generation. We're trying to gain everything that, not only that we lost, but the opportunities that they never had. You know what I mean? And, you know, along the way, we never get too big on ourselves. We'll always pay homage to those that came before us. And we just want to take it the next step further and take it as far as we can, so that the generation coming up after us will be like, oh, hey, look, they were able to do it. Why can't I? And to inspire them to be like the best versions of themselves.
And also, you mentioned seventh generation, and I find that to be such a powerful thing where, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this idea of seventh generation is like making decisions today that'll make sure it's a good outcome seven generations from now. Like, that forward looking in a way that I feel like a lot of society today is not thinking about, especially think about climate change or whatever, but that's such a powerful way of thinking.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if we'll live to see that change, but we'll be damned if we don't do our part.
I've been speaking with Darren Young D. Metz and Quentin Young Tribes Nice of Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Their album Life After was released in October. Here's their song, Gravedigger.
I know Coretta with me, you can see it when I write. Couple thousand in the building, 100,000 on the stage. I've been trying to save my people, I'm the one that should be saved. I just wanna catch a body, I'm so tired of digging graves. And I shed so many tears, all my brothers done the same. For the ones who came before me, you could see you feel ashamed. Cause you buried all your demons, never put them into place. Nowadays I do the same, I guess it's in my DNA. I'm a grave digger, you don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger, haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger, you don't need to know my pain. I'm a grave digger.
gum. Take my last breath with a handgun. I'm for the death, I don't fear none. My day ones know I'm a real one. I've been telling myself I had a good run. The young me would say, at least you had fun. You could throw me at a grave, throw dirt on my name, but my pops always say, you bad son. I think I was a god in my past life. I swear to God, I do this in my honor. The good die young, I know that's like. I swear that you could put that on my mama. I've been down, I've been out, and I've been burnt. I'd be lying if I try to say it didn't hurt. Only thing I never been is a liar. When I die, you could burn me to slaughter. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger. Haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my pain. I'm a grave digger. Say my DNA.
Red hand on my face with a hand drum. Hey, go bang, 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 I'm troublesome. My very existence is a resistance. That's nothing new on the grandfather's son. My war cry, man, I'm going in. Created, look out for the kid. Cause Jesus ain't died for my sins. I tell him my ancestors did. I'm a red man and my clan be the blackfish. I cleanse in the ocean, I don't need no Baptist. I got my head long like my ancestors bald, but I shake it like Polaroid pictures.
Loyal to the soil with my dogs, call them Hoyas. Shed so many tears, I warn you that it comes with being a warrior.
I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger. Haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my pain. I'm a grave digger. It's in my DNA. You can write it with me. You can see it when I wrote. A couple thousand in the building. I'm a thousand on the stage. I've been trying to say my part. And I'm the one that should be sent. I just want to catch a body. And to die and get it.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.